AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There wasn't any support voiced in official Washington for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's proposal to bar Muslims from traveling to the U.S. But the House did vote overwhelmingly Tuesday to tighten controls on travel to the U.S. and require visas for anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years. Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally says it makes sense to tighten those controls.
ISIS is better resourced, more brutal, and more organized than any terrorist organization to date, and we must use all the tools at our disposal to defeat them. I'm particularly pleased this bill recognizes the need to continually update and secure the electronic system for travel authorization.
That action on Capitol Hill was driven by the Paris terror attacks. First responders are talking about the horrible scene in a San Bernardino County conference room where a couple opened fire, killing and wounding dozens. Officer Brett Murphy says seeing the carnage was a shock.
Once we were in the building, that's when everything really hit me, you know, looking at all the victims inside. It was hard to get past that. It was really hard. I felt just emotionally just a ton of sorrow just in the pit of my stomach.
That social service center will not reopen until January at the earliest. Officials had hoped to open next week, but a spokeswoman for the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino says that's not practical. NBC's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon took a serious turn when Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders said Donald Trump is trying to divert attention from real problems.
What somebody like a Trump is trying to do is to divide us up. A few months ago, we were supposed to hate Mexicans, and he thinks they're all criminals or rapists. Now we're supposed to hate Muslims. And that kind of crap is not going to work in the United States of America.
This is AP Radio News. Boston College says the number of students complaining of gastrointestinal symptoms after eating at a Chipotle last weekend has climbed to 80. The illness has prompted the temporary closure of a Chipotle restaurant in Boston where the students, including Kate O'Brien, ate.
We went to Chipotle together Friday night for dinner. I ended up getting the salad. And starting Saturday night, I started feeling really sick and got really sick through the night Saturday into Sunday.
City Inspector William Christopher.
We won't consider opening the restaurant until we determine that it's got a clean bill of health.
Sound courtesy NECN. Chipotle says it thinks the Boston College illnesses are an isolated case of norovirus, unrelated to the E. coli cases that have turned up in other states. An unusual warming in the Pacific may be having disastrous consequences for whales that use the waters off California as migration. This year alone, more than 60 entangled whales have been spotted along the coast, more than 400% spike over normal. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.